Hey, what's up, y'all? And this is a Light Bulb Moment.
I'm Asania.
And I'm Deshaun.
And it's a motivational podcast.
Is it?
It is.
Oh, awesomeness. I love motivational podcasts.
Stay tuned.
Y'all check it out. Hey, what's up, y'all? This is the Light Bulb
Moment. Am I coming through on the mic?
You are.
Yo, DJ, turn me up.
Yeah, turn me up. This is the Light Bulb Moment podcast. And I am Deshaun. Shut up.
He got spicy with me.
Not spicy. I had a headache.
Go ahead, do your opening.
No, but I just did it. I ain't changing it. Shit. That's what it's going to be.
That's what it is.
Okay.
It's the light bulb moment.
It sure is.
And I'm Asamir. And that's Deshaun.
What up?
Like he said, he ain't going to change.
I ain't. But,
how your other podcasts come?
They're cool. Me and Corey just started back recording, so...
I saw y'all had been posting something on
Instagram.
Yeah, it was Rosa Parks. No, not Rosa Parks.
It was Harriet
Tubman. Tubman.
Yeah.
They're doing a movie about it, right?
Right.
I wish they could see my face right now. This is when I missed the YouTube recordings.
Oh. You don't want to record Harriet Tubman?
I mean, feel like at this point it's just capitalizing on Black history at this point. Mm-hmm. Like, now...
Because of the Black Power.
Yeah, that shit is money.
Man.
Like, why are they just not doing the Harriet Tubman?
They've done Harriet Tubman movies before.
Have
they? Oh, yeah.
Where?
They've done, like, plays. They had a show called Underground.
I mean, that's one thing. Stage play, but...
I don't think there's nothing wrong with having the Harriet Tubman movie. Do you want to listen to the podcast?
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's just open.
But, yeah, I don't feel like... I don't feel like nothing's wrong with having the Harriet Tubman.
Okay. Y'all posted the episode because I want to listen. Did y'all discuss, like, y'all opinion on the fact, or what was the discussion?
We discussed, it was a trailer. And we discussed a British woman is playing Harriet Tubman, and we discussed whether she should be British or American to play Harriet Tubman.
Is she black, though?
Yeah.
She's from Britain, but she's black.
Yeah.
So the fact that she's from another country is the issue.
Yes. Because a lot of people feel as...
Oh, I wish I could have been part of that episode. Mm-hmm. Oh, I wish I could have been part of that episode. Yeah, a lot of people are offended by it.
Some people are, yeah.
Seriously? Mm-hmm. Black folks?
Mm-hmm. Not white folks. You know they don't care.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They don't care until we take one of their roles.
Right.
Which role was that about? Like Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
Like mermaids. Oh my God, are you really mad they're taking a mermaid, bro? But, interesting. You gonna see the movie when it come out?
I don't know. I'm not a big movie person, to be honest.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I'll be over it real quick.
How about Will?
Will likes movies.
Well, I'm talking about y'all podcast.
Oh, it's cool. It's cool. It's, I just recorded two shows with him today.
Word?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. How long? What episodes?
Like 30 minutes.
Oh, y'all was busting them out. Oh, so you just tired of recording at this point.
Not necessarily.
You just tired of doing this shit. He's like, fuck this. I gotta do two more episodes. I thought we was gonna do one tonight.
It's cool.
Oh, fuck. This is about to be a bitch. All right, let me pull this out of my ass. I got another kombucha in the car.
No. They make my stomach run off, too.
That's what they're supposed to do.
I know. They're like a detox.
Exactly. It'd be cleaning my ass out, son.
Right.
They made me pull over on the side of the road headed to New Orleans.
Really?
I had to pull over to...
That's pretty gross.
Yeah, I had to pull over to McDonald's.
Oh, you went to McDonald's?
Yeah, no. I didn't shit on the side.
That's what it sounded like.
I should have said, okay, I should clarify. Yeah. And maybe exit the interstate, get off the on-ramp, and,
And use the restroom at an
establishment. At an establishment.
Well, yeah, I like kombuchas, though. I do.
Yeah,
man. I don't feel like being up all night. Because, I already have a problem sleeping anyway.
Yo, I'm trying to figure out my same issue, man. Like, as important as I know this shit is, I'm going to tell you how. And I know we're getting off subject. But, man, this stuff is so crazy because the other night I realized that I was fighting sleep. I was fighting going to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I was just forcing myself to stay up because it's habitual.
Right.
And I'm like, this is crazy. Like, I know this shit is important, and I'm still not going to get in the bed.
It could have been something you had to eat.
No, I really felt the delirium and everything else. Mm. I had to think about it. I had something. No, I had to. I was fighting delirium. Like, I was sleepy, but I was fighting it just to stay up for whatever sake. That shit is crazy to me. Crazy as hell. But the time I get the best sleep is when I go to acupuncture, which I should have went today, which segues into our episode.
Into acupuncture. So, what is acupuncture?
Acupuncture is a form of traditional Chinese medicine that is used amongst a couple of million to billion people within Southeast Asia and different Middle Eastern countries.
Okay.
It's used to regulate the flow and circulation of blood and qi. Qi through, which is energy through the body, and used for healing and other forms like other things like anesthesia and so on and so forth.
Okay, so I've never had acupuncture. I know I've just seen on different, you know, movies and shit where they have like all the needles in you.
Yeah.
So that's all I really know about acupuncture. I know it's real. I know it's some real shit. I know it's not made up for a joke.
And it's crazy how we...
I've never experienced it, but I know you have.
Yeah, and it's funny how, like, all the movies and stuff will make us create, like, this conception of, like, it's just some crazy, wacky,
right,
holistic...
Right, and, yeah. I guess, and when I'm little, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, you gotta be in, like, the world, some small shanty town or something for them to poke you with a bunch of needles and
stuff.
Not
even small, for me, it was a small shanty town. It just was kind of like, what is that? And that's me little. Me now, even before I knew you did it, I kind of knew it was something real. I just never did venture into it.
Like, you couldn't visualize an actual, like, acupuncture shop.
I couldn't. They have those? They have an acupuncture shop?
Like, the place that you go? Like,
oh, I thought it would be, like, a massage place.
No. Yeah, that's what I was going to an actual, like, it's like no different from a private practicing doctor. Like a small clinic.
Oh, like almost like a chiropractor.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
A chiropractor's office.
I figured that. I didn't know. Okay, so when you said shop, it made me think of like a place that has like
buy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. It's like little small venues. You just gotta know what you're looking for. Right. And where they at. But
how'd you even get into, like, what made you say I want to take acupuncture?
So, I dropped a. For people who listen to this, who've worked at P.F. Chang's in the service industry, we had this tray. You know where we stored the lettuce wraps, the sliding trays, the sliding bins? Mm-hmm. They're like these big metal bins.
Yeah.
Remember when we used to put them in the freezer and you used to slide them in and out? Well, one of them was broke at the rest of my nose. And those things were very heavy. And one fell on my toe. And I injured my toe. Uh-huh. And I didn't have health insurance. And I know I need to do something about my body. And I was having issues. So I figured, hey, what the hell,
That's cool. And you haven't looked back since.
I mean, I do it periodically, and I haven't.
But how long have you been doing it?
Off and on for about probably like 10, 12, since I moved to Atlanta.
That's incredible. So you do acupuncture? Yeah.
Off and on.
Wow, that's
I've had 4 different people do it on me.
Nice.
And I've been going consistently to Mr. Kim for about the past, since 2016, off and on.
That's what's up. So, how do you feel afterwards?
The whole experience is kind of crazy. So, I actually spoke to somebody recently. It was my table. It was this young man. He had some surgery done on his knee. And after that little bit of research that we did, just my own experiences, and just digging into acupuncture a little bit more, started finding out that it's actually good for post-surgery. So, I was telling him the same thing. He's probably like 15, 16, something like that. And his mom's eyes lit up. And his mom was having respiratory issues. And
it's probably good for a lot of shit.
A whole lot of shit. So his mom was having respiratory issues. And she couldn't figure it out. So she ended up going to acupuncturist. And within 6 weeks, she was able to breathe.
That's dope.
Correctly. Just going consistently. She did it for a little while. Longer, but you couldn't afford it because it's like $60 a pop. I mean, some health insurance will cover acupuncture, some health insurance won't, but you're looking at about $240 a month if you pay out of pocket that not everybody has $240 to spend. Even though it's healthy, you know what I'm saying? That's about what we pay for our health insurance. We don't use our health insurance every month.
That's true. At the same time, that's just one thing, though. That's just acupuncture.
Yeah, but I feel even though you pay a bill for your health insurance bill every month for people who have health insurance and they don't go to a doctor to get a checkup or go get regular maintenance done on their body every month.
Right. I understand that. But it's like, I get both sides. But with acupuncture, I feel like, I just feel like it's one of those hidden things that I kind of wish more people knew about. Because it's probably something that can solve a lot of problems. Right. Because I feel like most people not even thinking about acupuncture.
No,
I don't even
think
it's so much, I ain't doing that. It's more so I just never thought about doing it.
Yeah. Or fear of needles because they see it and they assume it's going to hurt with all those needles. It's just our own fear. But really all it is tapping into, what is it, the different meridians? You have 12 different meridians that control your body, control your healing.
Right.
And then, I don't even remember all 12. I didn't learn all 12 meridians. I'm not going to sit and try to bullshit you. And what's the other points? I think there are 360 full points on the body.
Mm-hmm.
For circulation. I can't remember. It was one more thing. But it's been around for like hundreds of thousands of years.
Right. So this is some old ancient.
Yeah, it's like 200, like, BC, before Christ.
So, how about you take us through an acupuncture session?
Woo! So, you walk in.
Ooh, we in here, y'all. Here we go.
We in here. So, you walk in and you go, ding, 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 and you hit the bell, and I'm just bullshit.
I was actually there. I was about to walk through. I was about to have a little...
You hit the bell, and then they pop up and say, hello. But, no. All
that was a really bad Asian accent.
I know. It was really horrible.
Hello.
Hello.
That's horrible.
So, you go into this place. Really, you don't, I mean, I guess you can tell them your symptoms, but they bring you to a back. They bring you to a certain, whatever, the area that they're going to operate in.
Mm-hmm.
And they do an analysis, which is a checkup.
Okay.
From what I understand, the acupuncturist can look at several different points, like several different things, like your eyes.
Oh, wow.
Like the color of your skin, your tongue, your pigmentation, the tail.
Oh, so y'all see those memes where they show, like, if you look, they can look at the palm of your hand or your foot, and they can tell you what's wrong with your entire body. So that's acupuncture.
Your trunk, yeah.
Okay.
They can look at different aspects of your body and tell what you need worked on. Then I told them what was going on with me, told them what the sensation, what the pain was, what I was feeling. And he checked. There's just no different from a regular doctor. And then you lay down on the bed, just like a regular doctor's office. For some reason, the bed is a lot more comfortable because there are extra pillows and a sheet.
Do you take off all your clothes?
Nope.
Okay.
So you lay on the bed. I usually wear shorts in case he has to access a part of my body, my legs or something.
Right.
Yada, yada, yada. So I guess you could do it nude. I've never seen a case where somebody's done it nude.
Right, but I'm not sure.
The to get the butt cheeks or something. Yeah. But I'm sure there's a place where they need to hit. So I lay down, and as I lay there, in the beginning I was stiff, but now I know what to expect. So I just relax, because I know the needles aren't going to really have any kind of sensation. I mean, they're not going to hurt. Now, I will say that you will experience some tingliness or sensation in the spot where there is serious need for balance, as I would call it. Where there are, where there's an issue at, you might feel sensation on that side. So I lay down, and he goes over to his kit, and depending on where he wants to start, he applies some needles to my stomach. The moxibustion.
And that makes you... What is moxibustion?
Moxibustion, from what I understand, is several different versions. The moxibustion that my acupuncturist used were like suction cups, and he would place it on my stomach.
Oh, I've seen that on Instagram, too. Instagram has just exposed me to so much new stuff.
So, like, little suction cups, sometimes it's like a paste or something, and they burn it. Or, like, even like a little cone, and they'll burn it. And it's supposed to draw energy into that area. So, last time he did some moxibustion with some needles in my stomach, and he'll place one in my, I think he placed one in my pointy finger one time, in my wrist. He puts some kind of pad on my elbow, and he placed one in my elbow, he places one in my crown, in the top of my head, my third eye, he's placed one in my forehead at times, and places one in my left ear. I think that's supposed to help with anxiety and stress. Place one in my pinky toe.
Is he big on chakras too? Is acupuncture related to chakras? I don't even know,
because we haven't had a thorough discussion about it.
I think you should talk to him.
The English is very...
He ain't got no next generation person.
Man, his daughter used to work there, and it'd been great. She actually just went over to school to Australia to study acupuncture.
She's cool. Okay.
But, okay, so I'm laying there, and he puts these needles in me. I went into detail about where he puts the needles, but he puts these needles in my body. I lay there for some reason, instantly, I'm out.
To sleep? That's...
I'm out.
Interesting.
Sometimes where he puts the needles, I can feel like... It's like a release of gas or something. It's like
you be farting.
No, like in wherever the needle is, whatever the opening is. So, like... I had an issue on my left because I've learned that the way the body runs, everything from your right leg runs into the left hand side of your body,
and vice versa.
Your torso, yep. So your left leg runs into your upper right hand torso.
So if there's something wrong with my right knee,
if there's something wrong on your left hand side, yeah, or something wrong on your left, he's going to go to your right leg,
right?
Because most of your nerve is start in your foot,
right?
So. It's going to go to the right side. And I had something. My left side was the spot with the issue. He hit me in my right foot. And I was like, "Woo! What was that?" And I felt like a release. It was almost like pressure. And once he's finished, you don't even feel the needles in you anymore. When he takes them out, you almost forget they're there.
Do you bleed?
No. I mean, he taps the spot. But I don't know if it's any real blood coming out. But nope. So sleep. And he may come back in, take out certain needles, switch up the needles. I think he's really trying to help me with my intestinal stuff, with the cleaning of my intestinal tract, because he does a lot of stuff around the stomach. I don't really understand everything.
Digestion
and stuff, because it's probably a lot of blockage.
Now, would that be diet, or is that, like, acupuncture?
Even without diet, if you get stressed up, things, you can get blocked up.
Oh, yeah, your stress is held in different places.
Yep. So helping that space, and then hope, you know, constipation is not healthy at all.
Holding anything in healthy,
so it helps to release. Lay there for about 45 minutes to an hour. Comes in, he may switch it out one more time. Sometimes they put a heat lamp on me in certain spots.
You're asleep the whole time.
And I mean, you kind of.
You're comfortable.
You know how you sleep, and then somebody comes in the house, and you don't really come out to sleep.
But you know they're there.
You know they're there. And you right back out, right as soon as they're done, it's the same thing.
Right.
And he's playing real soft. Meditation music. Yeah. But it's meditation music, and then I'm just relaxed, man. So when I get out, sometimes it may be instant. Sometimes it may take a little while, a couple of hours, but I feel the relief of whatever the area of stress was in. I feel real relaxed. I feel real calm. It takes a minute for me to come out of it. It's almost like
anesthesia.
Yeah, it's almost like coming out. Yep. That's why they use it for anesthesia, because they're going to put you to sleep.
That's what's up.
I asked the doctor, everybody who gets it, they're like, they go to sleep. And then when I asked the lady if she slept, the woman who did it, who I was talking to at work, and she was like, she went to sleep every time. And she was like, it's some of the best sleep she ever had.
Oh my God, I want to go. It's such a... It sounds very much like self-care.
It is.
Yeah, like something you just need to do. Like, you gotta do
That's it. Why I said, when I say the reference to, you'll pay $150, $200, $240 for the idea for the illusion of health insurance, and you still have to pay more money on top of that. And honestly, you live in the fear of, unless something goes wrong or something seriously happened, you know what I'm saying, unless you're just doing a routine checkup, which is only probably done every 3 to 6 months for women, and for men, probably every 6 months to a year, if that. And you still pay for this health insurance every month.
Oh, it's a scam. Don't get me
wrong. And you do not use
it for a benefit.
Right. But you won't pay $240 just to go. This is actually routine maintenance. This is like getting an oil change.
My only thing with that is, I feel like acupuncture can't be your end-all, be-all. It's not going to solve all your problems.
No, not if you...
I think health insurance, I'm thinking like vision, dental, this.
But it helps with all that.
Right. I know, but it can't be like the only thing you do.
No, you still have to sleep and get rest.
Right.
You still have to eat a healthy, balanced meal. You don't have to, you know, we get so caught in the extremes, like I'm gonna solely do this. That. It's about balance. You still need a healthy, balanced meal.
But I feel like your acupuncture person can't be the only person you go to.
If you need some major surgery done, no, you gotta go see a doctor.
Right.
But for preventative maintenance of everyday regular shit that we come in contact with that lead to other stronger or bigger ailments, yes. Mm-hmm. For just a balanced, healthy life. You can't avoid, like, you break your fucking leg, you gotta go. If you have this, I mean, it even help, like, that's where the Tai Chi and the Qigong and aerobics, that helps with the straightening of the spine, not having issues with the disc, the stiffness of the legs, combined with acupuncture with the shit flowing in your circulation.
So it's like a lifestyle.
It is a trifecta, you know what I'm saying? Exercise, eat, acupuncture, you know.
Of course.
You combine these things. I'm not saying.
And I'm all for, like, the holistic natural shit. You know, I'm all about that. And I also know that the medical industry is the medical industry.
Right.
You know, you can't even say too much about them because they might come to your house.
Just come to your house. They're going to send somebody to your house. You know, right.
But yes. Indeed.
So.
Ooh, when we get a camera, we're going to walk to that. We go to the acupuncture. We're going to.
And record it. Like, maybe one and just sit there and watch it happen next time I go. If you work tomorrow.
Yes.
So.
Four.
Next Thursday, we should just go early. You should come up. Where's Will? Where you recording for Will? Where Will is?
Riverdale. Where's his acupuncture? Beaufort Highway?
Yeah.
It's a trip.
Oh my God, you're such a deep one. Yo, if you caught the MARTA train up to Chamblee Station, I'll pick you up. We can literally go.
I mean, that's different. I like taking MARTA too.
Yeah, if you caught the MARTA to Chamblee Station, it's literally by the Chamblee MARTA.
Good old nap. Don't go during the middle of the day. Ain't nobody be on the train.
Right. So we could do it that way. And then you could record me while I'm in the, just like the beginning and then the ending, the different steps.
You're going to record me.
And yeah, I know you want to do it. Yeah, you probably want to see it before you actually experience it.
No, I would do it. Even if I never saw you do it, like, it's something I would do. Like, that's on my list of self-care stuff. A massage. Really good.
Like, massages are literally good. So, off subject, but let's self-care, right?
Yeah. We should do a podcast about self-care.
We really should, but I got a funny-ass story to tell you. Because I'm transparent. I don't give a fuck. So, I want to massage like a motherfucker, but I know I'm working all weekend. And I'm not going to be able to make it to one of the regular massage places.
Oh, so you going to that one where you get happy endings from?
So, I'm thinking about going to one where I get a happy ending from. But I mostly just want a massage. I want a massage.
You want a fucking massage?
No, I want...
You want a fucking massage?
No, I want a fucking masseuse, but I want a fucking massage. So...
A fucking massage. That is a fucking massage.
Fuck you, bro.
I'm just having a time.
It's bad as fuck. So, I finally get to this one. And the first night I get ready to go, I can't muster up the balls to go to this shady-ass fucking massage bar. I just can't go to this shady-ass spot. Can't do it. I just feel awkward for some reason. But... Two nights later, I'm like, fuck it. I just worked two doubles. I'm tired. Like, my body is tense.
I
just pulled it back and forth from New Orleans, driving forth in this car. Like, my body is tense as shit. So, I'm like, damn it, I'm going and I'm going to get what I want to get. So, I pull up to the spot. I give her the money. My body will not respond to this woman. It, like, she washes me. Table shower. My body will not relax. I thought it was because I was cold, but even when it was cold, my body still wouldn't, like, I'm shaking my ass off. So, eventually we come back in the room, and we have a little back and forth confrontation, but I stayed real calm during the little situation, because she's trying to get me to get some shit that I don't really want. I'm like, and then she's trying to get me in that dance, and she's trying to stake me for my money. I'm like, bitch, I want a massage. I just want a massage up front. Let me see. I just want a quick... My joints hurt, bitch. Like, rub me down.
That's one, the basics.
Give me the basic right now. Maybe I get the rest of that shit. So she was like, so we have a nice chair. You get some chair. So they got this massage chair, and I'm like, bitch, you trying to set me up with this chair. Right. Oh, trust this chair. How great can this chair be? Nigga.
It was great.
I was mad at her for like the first 5 to 10 minutes of the chair, and I just forgot. Man, that shit hit some shit on my butt cheeks when it was massaging it, and I was like, oh my god.
Was she on top of you?
No, she wasn't in the room. Basically, she was gonna try to stick me for $60 to $100 to rub my dick, give me a damn hand job, and then put me in this chair for 20 to 30 minutes and let the chair do the massage part so she didn't have to touch me. And I'm like, bitch, I'm not paying you for that shit. But I will get a massage, and if I have to get in this chair, then I'll get in this chair. But I'm getting this chair first.
But the chair was amazing. You want one? Would you buy one if you could?
I'll buy the chair.
What's so good about this? So it's not your average massage chair that you see at the mall.
No, it's like you sit in that bitch, right? Mm-hmm. And you stick your arms in the side, and it engulfs you, and it does like pressure points, like it squeezes different. And she didn't even put it on a high level. I know she didn't. And the chair compresses. It compresses parts of your body. And then they got these little balls that move, like from here all the way
like
down.
Your spine.
Your spine going to your spine, like all the way into like here.
Yeah,
and
down
my
to your butt.
Down to my butt. Yeah. And then it was squeezing my arms at different points and then vibrating in and stuff. Oh, my. At one point it was like, dude. When I finish, mm-hmm. I'm thinking it's going to be confrontation because they're going to come get me out the chair. First of all, nobody came and got me out the chair. Mm-hmm. Second of all, when I did get out the chair, I just got dressed, looked around, and then shot out the building. I was like, fuck it, I paid for my time, I did my time, and all I really wanted was a massage from the Jump Street. So I felt like the universe was like, nigga, that's what you wanted. Right. If that's what you wanted, I'm going to give it to you if you're not going to be patient enough to wait till we can get you to a point. You know, I couldn't wait like another day or two. Like, I was just tense. Like, my body was like I wasn't. I went home the night before. That same night when I punked out, my body was like, bitch, like, I can't relax.
I've never had a massage, a real massage. And I had some motherfuckers who claim they can do massages and can't massage. That's another story. But I've never had, like, a professional massage. I had some motherfuckers like damn near break my arm and shit. Like, you don't know what you're doing. Trying to be sexy. Like, ow.
That's where that was going. I hate motherfuckers. It's the same thing. Like, ooh, let me give you a massage. Like, are you gonna like give me a sexual massage, like something cute, or like you gonna give a nigga deep tissue, like with my bones and my joints
right.
and shit?
And
that's
are you a professional massage therapist? I'm gonna have to ask that. Like, yeah, can I see your certificate? Because last person said he was gonna give me a massage. That was just painful. But I talk about it at work too. Just being on my feet all the time, and I work out, so I need a massage.
At least for your feet.
I'm
starting to understand.
Like, I walk all the time. Just, I'm a waiter, so I walk all the time.
I'm
carrying stuff.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, like, my knee.
I've had a couple deep tissue. I had a high stone massage. I be fucking with Asian people, though. Like, I'm going to do that. I'm going to go to a place where, like, the bitch can't say my name. Like, she can't talk to me. Like, if I try to have a conversation with her, she's going to be like,
oh. I think I'm going to do one once a month.
It's a healthy investment, man. It's an investment in your body. You're getting older. I wish somebody would instill this in me when I was younger versus waiting until I get older and then they're like, yo, you got to go do this and make this investment. Like, nah, this is some shit you got to do young, man.
Yeah.
And start early. You want to keep your joints and stuff loose. And water, man, hydration, but self, you know, the whole thing, we got to do a whole little side on self-care, okay. Man. Acupuncture would be the first step. I seriously recommend it's trying it once or twice a month, if you can, minimum. Once or twice a month, just go. It's no different from a therapist. People go to therapists for self-care of their mind, for mental health. So acupuncture is another way to do preventative maintenance for the body. Just check up. You get an oil change on your car, this is an oil change for your body.
Right. Gotta take care of yourself.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Well, do you have anything else you think we should say?
I had a bunch of light bulb moments, but they're for like, long general conversation. I've been having light bulb moments for like the past week. Like they've just been popping off. Probably should be just post them more often. But no, I don't have a light bulb moment for this general moment for today.
I feel like I had a moment. I know I did.
Well, you had a light bulb moment about acupuncture. That's acupuncture, but yeah. Since this recording was way better. I like this one.
Oh, I feel like it was better, too.
Yeah, that other one was kind of like...
Maybe it's because you're kombucha.
Yeah, that kombucha gangster, bro. Mm. That kombucha make a nigga talk with an accent, you heard me? That kombucha make a... Woo! Booyaka, booyaka, you heard me? Okay, that was extra. Yo, but this Ossie baby, also near 17, Ossie near. Holla at me. One half of the light bulb on me.
And Deshaun Duran. And Light Bulb Moment Podcast. What's that Instagram? Let me forget.
Light Bulb Moment Podcast.
But I feel like that's not what it is.
It's Light Bulb Moment.
Okay. It's Light Bulb Moment.
I hate this dude.
Y'all, follow, subscribe, share. Talk to us about y'all acupuncture experiences or your self-care experiences or your masseuse or massage habits.
Masseuse. Different forms of self.
And look forward.
Healthcare.
And look for our self-care show, too. Look for our self-care show.